This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah ha ha ha.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Welcome to Bit Season episode 64. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
We have a post-drinking show episode for you guys. If you're a regular listener, you heard us last week say they would be up after the drinking show because there's always some shenanigans that go on.
Definitely.
That we want to recap.
There's a lot to recap on this episode. I feel like the meme right now.
Which one?
I feel like the Ben Affleck where he's outside his store, he's got his cup of, where he has his cup of Dunkin' and his death stick.
Yeah, his man boob. Yeah,
blue sweater. I love that. Very appropriate for us because we have a lot of man boobs here.
So many.
Where he has his hand over his forehead and he's contemplating life with a cig in his hand and a Dunkin' Black in his other, or the Popeyes meme. Where the lady sitting outside on the stoop, where she has her head in her lap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, maybe the Popeyes one is more accurate. We are exhausted. I actually saw Valdez collapse in another man's arm at 9:55 a.m. this morning. It was so weird.
It was like the Jordan flu game. Yeah. That's what it felt like. I needed to be escorted out of the producer room and to the bench after I just hit that shot over Byron Russell.
Which is funny because all I saw Valdez do the final hour was eat. I don't know what he was so exhausted from.
All that food.
I was in a food coma. That's why I needed to be escorted out.
Hey, I feel like so gluttonous right now. What's the cookie count for everybody up to
today? I've had four of Richmond John's wife's cookies.
I had a one chocolate chip cookie, but I'm on a diet. No.
We gotta get into this. It's so annoying.
I hate you. I came in and I literally ate a meatball in one sitting, and Beamish just looked at me and was just like, "You're a
No.
Like I like stuffed it down my throat, and like Beamish just looked at me and he's like, "You're a pig." And I was like, "God."
Did you have any of those gingerbread cookies? Wanna know why you haven't? Because I ate them all.
I'm five cup cookies deep, but Stallion's young and he's on his an exercise kick right now, and he doesn't know that it just drives everyone nuts when all he does is talk about his diet and his exercise. So he's just flaming us all with every day this week with his work.
Are you trying to make me feel like crap right now?
I mean, you guys are in better shape than I am. Like I reached a dead end with my weight.
Thank you.
Hey, don't go anywhere because Stallion's got a story that that I've heard about, but Valdez has no idea. It's an update for he's been saving it for bit season. I think you guys will get a kick out of it.
I actually can't wait. This is going to be the highlight of the show.
Also, we have our friend and special guest Richmond Johnson.
Yeah, this is our first in studio visit.
Yeah, John just hanging out. He might chime in here a little bit, but I got to say, John is such a staple now of the drinking show. I think this is the third year. He started when we were in COVID. We hooked him up from on a remote broadcast, but he kills it. He's no Ted Garber who ruins the show.
That's actually a good thing.
Ted Garber's a nice guy.
That might come across as a slight, but it's actually a compliment to say you're not Ted Garber.
Was there anybody else that we tried to replace Ted Garber with for a year?
No.
But John's awesome. He goes with the flow. He comes up with stuff. I mean, if you guys were listening to the Rejoiner, I'm not sure if it even made the podcast. Today it did. John wrote his own lyrics for a couple renditions of Christmas songs. So he did awesome, John. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I know. Actually, it made me feel good that because I thought John was going to bolt after the show was over. And then he goes, "Hey, I'm sticking around for bit season." Yeah. That makes me feel good.
I'm sliced.
Yeah, John. So it isn't exhausting. So what did you guys think of the show today? I mean, it through.
I thought it was one of the better Christmas shows.
You really?
I did. There was no real lap. You can always tell when the producers got nothing. When the junk start going, all right, what's next?
I know, but Evie said what's next like 40 times today.
This is what people don't really understand about the drinking show, is that it's basically the producer show.
Yes.
And the guys just come in and they just go, all right, what did you guys come up with today? What did you guys come up with this year?
Because they know all they got to know is about 5 minutes of sports content at the beginning of the show at 6 a.m.
Make sure you have your reads.
You guys do all the work.
Let's be honest, the 5 a.m. hour is exhausting. And I actually snapped at JP this morning in the 5 o'clock hour.
This is a great story.
I felt bad.
I wanted to strangle JP at 5:36 this morning.
Better than 5:59.
It's the worst for between like 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. It is so stressful, especially today because John's microphone and his mixer wasn't working.
We had a lot of tech issues we had to work out.
It was just making horrific noises, and we had to pivot. And we're scrambling. We're yelling at each other.
We got people coming in, giving who need to prep food.
We got all the police officers.
Police officers downstairs.
Yeah. People coming in.
People from rap. I mean, it's an ordeal.
And JP goes, "Hey." Now, keep in mind, he had just 10 seconds before given me my Christmas bonus.
We're very lucky.
He handed me an envelope of cash, and he goes, "Hey, can you sign this book for me?" I looked at him, and I go, "No." I go, "I'm too busy." And he goes, "It takes 10 seconds. I said, "No, absolutely." I said, "I don't have 10 seconds.
We literally don't have 10 seconds between the 5 and 6 o'clock hour. I got in at around 4:15, 4:30 to put some finishing touches on the studio decorations and everything.
Looks nice.
Thank you. And I started getting the guys cutting spots. And then all of a sudden, Richmond John comes in, and then we start having a technical fiasco. And then he did the same thing with me. And he started going over my shoulder. And I was...
How many books did he bring in to sign today? There's about three.
But he came over, and he was in the producer room with me. And I'm trying to be nice. And I said, "Oh, where in Florida did you go?" Okay. Then he gives me the entire vacation itinerary.
That's a mistake.
I know, but what am I supposed to just let him stand there like a rube?
You should say, JP, this is the busiest hour of the year.
This is the busiest hour of my life.
Let me catch up with you at 10 a.m.
Let me say this. You guys, I'm going to pump your tires up real quick. You both were in here sweating and just pigging out in the studio yesterday until 11:30, hauling ass, setting up the studio. And I don't think people appreciate that enough. I will say. You guys gave me a little motivation.
Well, Valdez set up the studio.
Right? I mean, I had like this sentimental
My whole thing was I wanted to set the studio up because it seemed like, at least with Jason and Eric, they were a little bit Debbie Downers this week about the Christmas show. Mm-hmm. But I figure if I come in and I set the mood right, I can flip the field on them, mm-hmm. and I can make them appreciate Christmas. And I when they came in, I had the lights dimmed all the way down so you could see everything sparkle. I was this close from putting a Bluetooth speaker in here and having like Bing Crosby playing as they walked in. And last night I was sitting in a cold sweat because I thought it would be so cool if I brought my fire sticks in and I put logged fires on the TV when they walk in. I thought that would be silly.
That would be.
You know what I like about these does is that after one of the junkies gets here and comes in, he turns the lights back off so they're the setting's perfect again for the next junkie that comes in here. Because Cakes was already here, and then I walk in here and it's all dark. And he likes everyone to have the same surprise.
I want the same reaction.
And what was the reaction?
Oh, that's cool. Hey, you were right about JP though. We all predicted everyone's reaction when they walked into the studio, and then Drive goes, I bet you a soda tomorrow that JP won't even acknowledge that you dressed up the studio.
And he did not acknowledge it.
The first thing he said when he came in is, "Can you sign my books?"
Right. Yeah. Well, I gotta say, I'm thankful for the junkies that they make the sacrifice for JP and Cakes on their vacation to come in here. This was an idea that Valdez and I came up with a couple of years ago.
Hey, we got to give props to Drab too. I want to give a special shout out to Drab.
Hey, stop me. Go ahead.
It was Drab's first. It was Drab's idea. His first idea was to try. How do we move this show back closer to Christmas? Because for the last couple of years, we were doing it closer to like December 8th, mm-hmm. almost like the first week of December.
And they're saying Merry Christmas. It just didn't seem right.
Yeah, saying Merry Christmas on December 8th really doesn't mean as much right. when you say Merry Christmas on December 23rd. And it was Drab's brilliant idea of bullying Cakes and JP to come in on their days off. Yeah. He says, we know Jason and Eric wouldn't do it, but if we schedule JP and Cakes' vacation during that week, we can definitely tell them to come in and they would.
And were they receptive? Have you already gone over that in another episode? Were they pretty receptive when you called or were they like...
They're game for it because also I know they aren't going anywhere. Or like JP went somewhere earlier in the week, but they wouldn't say, no, I'm going to Tahiti or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm not going to Atlantis for a week or anything.
And like that. I mean, Cakes for sure, I know, wasn't
going
anywhere.
Yeah, Cakes is the biggest homebody ever. He's got nothing else to do. To be honest, I think Cakes couldn't wait to come in. Yeah.
Well, by the looks of it, the entire show, I mean, he was...
However, there is a little birdie, a little nugget you guys might be interested in, that the two-man shows might be cut down or cut in half.
This is a world exclusive
here. CK and the Junks are trying to figure out a way, maybe with the TV show next year, to figure out, because that's one of the stipulations with the TV show, is that we can only be off the TV a few days of the year from all the junkies, so... If they're all gone for an entire week, they're not really sized for that. So I think we're trying to figure that out. So at least one week next year, all the junkies will be gone at the same time. They're probably around this time.
Yeah,
so.
we used to do that. I know when Brett was producing and I was working with Brett, mm-hmm. it was always like that with one week in the summer, one week in the winter, it would be everybody out.
Yeah, because you and I, we worked on Kevin and Rock.
Oh yeah,
we produced Kevin and Rock show like December 22nd or whatever it was at one point.
Kevin and Rock, they couldn't believe people pulled audio for them.
That was the best I've ever felt as a producer. Those guys so stroked our egos. Because they were weekend guys.
What is this? And we hand them a rundown.
Yeah. They were like weekend guys or did overnights and stuff. And they couldn't believe that like we were giving them ideas for the show and what to do.
They're like, oh my God, this is coasting.
Yeah.
Hey, what... So do you think it went as well as I did, or?
I thought it went pretty well. I think we need something. We need a bigger hook in the middle. We got a year to figure this out. I think our gingerbread house thing could have been, I don't know. I want something like 8 o'clock that's going to knock their socks off, because all we kept doing to keep them interested was bring them gifts. It felt, they were going to lose interest.
Honestly, it felt like we were dealing with 8-year-olds.
Hey, let's spread out these gifts. Yeah, it's going to be like my toddlers this weekend. Hey, let's spread these out, because they're losing interest.
All right, Blake, I got another one for you. This one's from Auntie. Yeah.
How many times did Eric today say, "What's next?"
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
That was my... You can honestly figure out when the guys are starting to lose interest or focus is whenever you hear them say, "All right, now what?" Or, "What's next?" Like Drab said. Mm-hmm. That's the indicator to them just all of a sudden... lacking focus in what's going on.
Yeah. Well, so Valdez, let's talk about you and me yesterday in the producer room.
Okay.
When we were getting frustrated and we said, "All right, this is it. This is the last drinking show."
We actually, I was thinking about that. We say that every year, to be honest.
You say it every year, and I go, "Okay, maybe this is the last one."
I go to Drab and I say, I get to a boiling point because I don't know. I guess because I try so hard. And it gets me frustrated, and it makes me angry, and I go, "Why am I doing this for all this time?"
You reach your boiling point.
I reach my boiling point Thursday
morning around 6:15 a.m.
Yeah, 6:15 a.m. As soon as Eric and Jason go, "I don't want to do this. I don't want to drink. I feel so poopy the next day. I feel ashamed of myself going home drunk."
Yeah,
and then I reach my boiling point, and I look over at Drab, and I go, "This is it. This is the last effing time we do this dumb drinking show." I said, "None of them like it. None of them want to do it. They hate it. Why are we bending over backwards to appease them?"
You know what? Maybe we should pass it off to B. Mitch and Finley. I think they could do a great job doing a drinking show.
I'm not going to lie. B. Mitch is the happiest person during our drinking show.
I know. We need to see if we can work on the business show.
They got a drinking show, pal.
I feel like every day is a drinking show.
They got a drinking show, bud.
Those guys love vodka. They're drinking all the time.
What about this? My voice just cracked.
You did?
What about the junks during the drinking show? They do middays instead of mornings. They do a flip-flop.
Oh, maybe we could do that. Or maybe we just need B. Mitch on the drinking show to bully them.
You know what? Because you can't
a real
say
jock.
No. You really can't say no to B. Mitch.
You can't.
Because he'll like, it's almost like he'll put you in a figure four leg lock.
He will.
You say no.
Was that insulting that we didn't invite B. Mitch on the show?
No.
Looking back on it,
maybe we should have.
Maybe.
Well, and JP,
especially because D. Smith was in studio. Did you see him and D. Smith?
No.
Hitting it off.
Well, I'm sure they're friends.
Oh my God! You should have seen it. They were like old friends from the neighborhood.
Yeah, D. Smith, that's Eric's friend. I mean, I don't know what to do.
I actually thought this is one of the better D. Smith appearances. And I only say that because he liked me.
Valdez was
I was smitten.
He was like kissing up to him.
I was not. How can you work out a Lamar deal, man?
I had to jump in and save that because the guys had nothing. Did you hear Eric? Eric goes, "Drab, what's the big NFL story going on right now?" I don't know. You're the morning show host in DC and Sports Talk Radio. Shouldn't you know that?
Hey, I got to give props to Valdez, though. He actually...
I wowed him. I thought about giving him my resume.
No. You did wow him with your first comment about... D. Smith actually said, "Matt, you just explained 50 years of sports law in 30 seconds." But then, so he was impressed with Valdez, and then they were talking about the frosting on the gingerbread house, and Valdez goes, "Hey, that looks like Deshaun Watson's massage table." Which is just a great thing.
That's a great one.
It's fun making D. Smith uncomfortable. Yeah, because
you guys did a good job.
He's getting a little too comfy in here.
Yeah, he is. You know what? If you want us to kiss your ass, D, you got to bring us NFL PA sweatshirts.
Yeah, I know.
Every year you bring four sweatshirts and four hats. And Valdez and I are getting a little jealous. But thanks to the Terps, they hooked us up, and Georgetown. So we got a little extra gear from them as well.
Do you think the guys like their gifts? They seem to like them. This is how I know they like their gifts, is because they kept asking for more.
Maybe they didn't like it and they wanted something better.
Yeah.
No, I think it's because we started spoiling them. And then all of a sudden they just
isn't that embarrassing though?
It's beyond embarrassing.
We're stressed out writing. You guys don't even know. Like, we're writing these embarrassing letters to the church.
I wish you could see the template that we came up with.
We actually had an idea to send out.
Yeah, please inform the biddies our idea.
We were so desperate for the junks to like be excited for the drinking show that we had a template that we were going to send to sports information directors from universities around the country, like Michigan State, Nevada.
I sent one to Tulane.
Oklahoma. It's just random schools begging for free gear.
At the end, you like finish with like the school hashtag, like hashtag Boomer Sooner, baby.
We would really love blank gear. It'd be like Green Wave gear. Toledo. I think
we sent two
gear.
Of them and we're like, this is so embarrassing. And we go, we gotta stop doing this. Let's just ask the people we know. I don't know.
Do you have a favorite moment from the show today?
Well, Cakes. Anytime Cakes, drunk Cakes, just blurting out inappropriate stuff.
He could barely read at the end of the show.
This is my favorite moment. Let's go! Let's go!
Hey, he was doing like AC/DC and devil horn going, yeah! Let's go!
I love Cakes. Yeah. Cakes is the MVP year in and year out.
I love to get hammered with him.
CK had the greatest observation about Cakes and getting drunk during the holiday show.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think about it until he said it. He says, Cakes is such a robot that he's always the drunkest one during the drinking show.
Mm-hmm.
And that whenever the drinking show happens, he just gets in robot mode and starts drinking because he knows he's the one who has to take the bullets.
Yeah.
And it makes a perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Because he will do what he's told.
Yes, basically. He's doing what he's told. Cakes, drink that drink. Okay.
Yeah. But here's my problem. I think the junks, through the 17 years they've been doing this, I think they figured out how to beat the breathalyzers.
What do you mean by that?
Besides Cakes, I don't think they were drinking that much. And all they do is they take a drink right before the breathalyzer to throw the scale off. To skew the number to make it look. Jason wasn't drinking today. Okay? Jason was fake.
Was he fake drinking?
You know what? I'm going to read the text message.
This is an exclusive?
This is an exclusive.
Oh my gosh. Buckle up.
Jason sent me a text message this morning at 4:56 a.m. Yeah, I can't say that first part. I got a lot of stuff to do today and we are taking Christmas pictures, so I can't get plowed. I will fake it on air, just don't say anything.
Whoa!
That's a bomb.
All right. He told me after the show, because I was like, hey, are you pretty drunk? He was like, I had one drink.
Wow.
I
saw him drinking. Was he having virgin Bloody Marys?
I wouldn't put it past him. He said the Bloody Mary. He said I had a strong Bloody Mary to start, and he said after that I didn't drink anything.
Yeah, he did.
But how was he blowing 0.10 or 0.09?
It's because he was taking. He was putting it on his lips.
He was swirling the beer around his mouth.
No. He would take his vodka,
mm-hmm.
swirl it around his lips, and then pucker up on the breathalyzer,
right,
and then start blowing, and he would register a number.
Yeah. So Jason, and this is why Valdez and I get frustrated, because they have one day where they're supposed to have fun and cut loose, and Jason has known that drinking show is this day for half a year.
We have this date set in stone by summer vacations.
And he's planning Christmas photos. He does this every year where he plans stuff around this day.
If I was Jason and Teresa told me, hey, I have pictures with Santa scheduled at 1 o'clock.
No, we got to move the day. It's, it's the drinking
show. Can we do it one day before, one day after?
And I love Jason, but this is where Valdez and I get a little frustrated sometimes, is because he's not sold out for the show.
This is what kills me about the drinking show, and this is why I get so frustrated and exhausted about it, is because I know that the listeners look forward to it so much, and I just want the Junks to have half the amount of excitement that the listeners do.
So can we go back, if they're so miserable about it, can we just do a normal show on a Friday?
No.
Like, can we just do a holiday show, gift exchange?
No. There's an expectation.
Should they just never do a holiday show ever again?
We should have talked about Chase Young being in the game for 4 hours today. With the two-man show.
Hey, you know what would have gotten Jason to drink a little bit more?
What's that?
If he was mixing his vodka with our Don't Sleep energy drink. You guys know that we love Don't Sleep. We're all drinking them right now. We are drinking them early this morning. Clary just spilled half of his drink all over his lap.
Someone shook it up on me.
We love Don't Sleep, and they just dropped off another case for us. We are plowing through them. We've seen you guys order them on Twitter, so send us pictures at BitSeason or our personal account. But we love Don't Sleep. It's got everything you're looking for in an energy drink: caffeine, taurine, B group vitamins. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to check out Don't Sleep Energy because it's a fantastic drink made by a local guy named Mike. He's got big plans for this company.
Love Mike.
So go to don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITTIES. You will get 10% off every order. Don'tsleepenergy.com, or you can even order through Amazon. Just type in your search bar, Don't Sleep Energy Drink. You'll see it pop up right there. We're drinking the sugar-free. We love Don't Sleep.
Sugar-free is my favorite.
And it goes great with Scotty's vodka.
It definitely does.
All right.
This got us through today. I will say that.
It's going to get me through on my drive home too. All right, are the biddies going to be, or is Jason going to be upset that I just told everyone
that you out on
Biddy and texted me?
Because I think it's kind of a well known thing now that Jason doesn't like to get a little tokey dokey during the show.
Now he may have drank more throughout the show than he let on, because he does plan this every year and he always says this, like, I'm not going to drink, or I'm not going to drink that much. So maybe I wasn't watching him that closely. Maybe he did drink more than just that one drink in the beginning. But they definitely have found a way to beat the system.
They've learned how to massage cakes. Cakes reminds me of a 22-year-old Valdez.
I was like, you're going to be puking in the Uber. So it's like, that's what happens with me. I get motion sickness after I drink.
We know this.
We've learned this.
And that's why I was like, Cakes, you might want to take a little melatonin, down.
I did see Cakes kind of prolonging his Uber ride or his Lyft ride. Yeah. He was having some water, having some coffee, kind of chilling out before he got in his car. So I think he was trying to sober up. Yep. He might have been trying to sober up before going home to see Amy.
Amy's all in. I saw her tweeting throughout the show. She was tweeting about the mystery guest.
You know what I love about Amy Allville?
What?
Is that she treats today like Cakes is going off to war. And she doesn't know what it's going to be like when he comes back. Is he going to be missing a limb? Is he going to be missing an eye?
And then she's worried about him.
And then when he comes crawling up into that veranda patio that he has, that she gives him the biggest hug and kiss on the cheek. She actually has the bed made, ready for him to go, fan going, sleep mask ready. Yeti filled with water on his nightstand. All right.
I love Amy Alville.
That's what I picture Amy ready to go with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fan going everything.
You think EB?
I guarantee you, she put a noise ordinance out today in all New Maryland, saying there's no construction to be had, no lawnmowers. John needs his sleep.
Do you think any of the junkies got chirped at by their wives when they got home today?
It's a great question.
Does D give Erica a bunch of crap? for maybe just be drinking with the boys, like doesn't get it. Maybe that's why they don't love the drinking show, because they know it's their day when they get home is just hell.
Do you think they actually, that might be a good point. They put them through the gauntlet. Like, hey, I need you to do all these honey-do list things today.
Maybe I'm just projecting about the times I've come home drunk. I don't know. Well, anyways, it's a big show, and we're glad that all you guys like it. Mm-hmm. And we are sorry that it's not on television.
I know.
It's a whole thing.
Just don't yell at us. Don't yell at NBC. Just
yes.
Well, try to enjoy it as much as possible.
Don't yell at us.
Yeah, don't yell at us.
It's not our call, and if it's on next year, it'll be on next year. But
if it's not. Just
it's pretty much.
Don't yell.
It's a different company than us, so we have no control over it.
What did you think of the bingo card?
Hey,
I wanted to talk about the bingo card.
Let's talk about the bingo card. Also, we got a stallion story that I want you guys to hear. So
we'll do bingo card, stallion story, all when we come back from next break.
Yep. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to Bit Season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 64, the post-drinking show recap episode. Before we tease coming back here, we mentioned the Junkies Bingo. Last night, Bit Season on Twitter tweeted out a bingo card that included all of the well-known things that would happen during the drinking show. Drab and I retweeted it, commented on it, and it looked like it was kind of a hit. Wouldn't you agree?
Bro, I think it got...
I got so many mentions.
Last time that I looked at it, because Twitter's doing this bit now where they tell you what your stats are, the analytics of the tweets.
Yeah.
It said it had 50,000 views.
Yeah.
Hold on. What?
Yes. Or 50,000 interactions.
Impressions.
Impressions. Yeah. Well, right now it's at 49,600 views. Which is awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So we came up with this idea. Not that anybody was really drinking at home, but...
Well, we've had people say that they like taking off during this day. And,
well, I guess
and
maybe...
Now that it's closer to Christmas, mm-hmm. you're able to do it. It's a lot easier. And they kind of just... Hold on, Brian Mitchell's giving gifts to all their producers. Sorry, that distracted me.
No, you were hoping he brought one in for you?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, let's go over a couple of these items on the bingo card, and we can determine whether or not it was said on the show today. And thanks to Blake Giffen and Richmond John, we included them on the message here to help put us together this photo
anything,
shoot.
I know,
Blake. 1% Richmond John, 99%.
Well, you were focused on the music.
Yeah, we kind of burdened you with a lot of stuff.
No, but this
Blake Giffen helped put together the card. I didn't know there's a site that you could do this.
Yeah.
Awesome job.
There is just references from drinking shows over the last 10 years or so that we've noticed, things that they always say over the last few years. So let's go ahead and start and say yay or nay whether or not this happened today on the show. A Venmo plug from EB.
I did not hear a
Venmo plug. Asking what time the food arrives. That was definitely said.
Yeah, are we having food soon?
Yeah.
That counts, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
A ROM reference.
No ROM reference.
No.
That was the biggest stunner of them all.
Yep, no ROM reference. Kelsey's TikTok.
That was not referenced.
Nope.
Wow.
Producers lose control of the show.
Do you think we lost control of the show today?
Absolutely not.
No, because Valdez, he'll always say that. We've lost control.
He likes to say that. That's what I do. I put my hand up. Like I'm Kane raising fire in a WWE ring. And then I go, I don't know what to do. I can't tell them what to do. They're just doing their own show. That's what I usually say. So I think we kind of reined it in. It didn't get off tracks that much.
No. Complaining about money spent on the kids' presents.
No, that didn't happen. No.
Lurch did not mention the family man.
I think I botched that because I got a couple tweets. I think I got Family Man and Family Stone mixed up.
Oh.
They're both movies. Family Man, I think, is the Nick Cage one.
It is, yeah.
Family Stone is the Christmas movie.
Okay, it is. He always watched Family Stone?
Family Stone is the one Cakes. He always cries about.
I was a little
about.
Confused when you said that because Cakes is the Family Man. Cakes likes the movie The Family Man.
Well, so does Jason. Yeah. But Family Stone is Jason's Christmas movie.
Okay.
So we got to remember that for next year. That was kind of a sleeper one.
All right. This next one, maybe it's a half point, maybe it's a full one. Cakes called professional drinker.
Oh, yeah. That
someone was called a professional drinker at the end of the show.
They called him a professional alcoholic. That's what they did.
Yeah.
No, the phrase professional drinker was definitely said.
Okay.
I don't know who. I
think it was Eric.
Yeah.
Eric was called that because he has his two Jack and Diets at the fire pit. I think Cakes was called that too today with his two beers a night. That's what happens is that what's referenced is the guy's drinking habits at night,
mm-hmm.
and then it's just correlated over to the morning, and then they say, "Well, you're a professional drunk."
Yeah. How much did tip the Lyft driver at home?
That is the biggest upset.
I agree.
The
how
biggest
is that not mentioned?
I don't know how that was not mentioned today.
Also, how dumb, as EB said, is JP
for God.
Asking the Lyft driver if he was going to be his same driver
same
home?
Driver.
I mean, this is his first time taking a share ride share. I mean, why does he think?
Cakes was so sure. He goes, I will give you all $50 if Jerry is my driver going home. I couldn't believe JP thought that. Well, number one, it shows you how JP doesn't drink.
Yes.
Because he never takes a Lyft or an Uber or anything like that. And did he really think the guy would just circle the block? like his own personal chauffeur.
Now, they did have the same driver like 15 years ago before all Uber was invented because they would have taxi.
Yeah. It wasn't super successful then. So what they did was they had to like schedule the morning one and then schedule one for like 10:30.
But it was the same guy. It was through a taxi service or whatever it was. And yeah, it's just JP's the dog.
it made me laugh.
Junks,
it's so typical JP.
Junks talk about the nap they will take today. They definitely talk about their naps a couple different times. A Carson Wentz reference. That was supposed to be like an unnecessary Carson Wentz reference
just
jammed
like
in there.
Wentz jocking.
Wentz jocking.
In the song. That's all.
And the song was it, but we'll give EB a pass. We thought he.
I thought he held it together for his Wentz love.
Yeah. Lurch says how awful he's going to feel. He said that a few times, even though he was apparently faking. EB unaware of classic Xmas movies.
Well, none were really brought up, so he gets a pass. Definitely gets a pass.
Junkie agrees to join a midday show.
No, but that's usually a staple. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. I'm surprised Cakes... See, I don't want to joan on JP and B. Mitch, but Radio Instincts, and also their producers, Radio Instincts is, I drag Cakes in immediately after for the first segment.
For a post-show interview.
For a post-show interview. Yeah. To talk about how... he feels. That's on my radar if I was their producer.
We used to drag him in back when I did the Big O and Duke show and we were on at 10 a.m. We would always drag in and we would even get Lurch to stay and we keep him on air for like half hour to an hour.
Are you mad that we didn't bring anybody in for bit season today? Because we got a lot of tweets saying,
keep it drunk. You know what?
Get drunk Cakes in for bit season, something like that.
No, because we had a lot of cleaning up to do. And
I wish you could see the studio right now.
All right.
Grant and Danny are going to hate us. I'm putting this on Clary.
No. We'll be fine. Clary,
help me clean up for you guys.
I got you.
Thank you.
Show starts off with the cheers.
That definitely happened.
Public service was mentioned.
Oh, yeah, that was mentioned. This is a public service.
This is a public service.
How many lives we save? Yeah. We're heroes. Yes. Yeah. Big ol' X.
EB spills a drink.
No. That was a big surprise. But Cakes was the only spill today.
Cakes had a big spill.
Cakes, God bless Cakes.
JP Flame talks about his Christmas decorations.
That actually happened in the 6 a.m. hour.
That was the very first one of the show before the show cheers. Somehow. The show starts with a cheers, but somehow JP crammed in... I guess, what was it, like the size of his Christmas tree or something?
Yeah, all the decorations. Hey, what did you think about his daughter saying that colored lights are trashy?
You know what? I got a lot of thoughts about that. I don't know if I should share that on the airwaves. That was surprising, though. It was colored lights are tacky.
Tacky?
Yeah. That's called learned behavior.
Write that down.
You might want to bleep that out.
Okay. Is it not?
Product of your environment.
All right. I also thought that this. We're just kidding.
Kidding. Hey, he's going to snatch that bonus money from you so quick.
Davey, we're just kidding. We're just kidding.
Hey, also, I actually wanted to see how long Drab would go without giving him his World Cup money.
All right, I thought this was a big upset. JP becomes aware of said bingo and ruins it.
No. This is why that box was genius.
Why?
Because JP tries to do whatever you don't tell him to do.
Yeah.
So if you tell him, he will become aware of bingo and ruin it. He'll do whatever he can to prove a point that he won't ruin.
Because if we did not put that on there, he would have read these all off on the air.
It would have been an entire segment.
I did see last night that he put this bingo on the Junkies Instagram page.
Oh, he did?
So I know he saw it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you think they had fun? Do you think the guy, I knew Eric was aware of the bingo squares because he was giving me like a couple winks every time he was saying stuff.
Oh, I didn't even.
He was giving me like the old friendly look. Like, I know what you're doing type thing.
Someone makes a Cakes hog size zing.
I forced that in there.
I appreciate it. It was good.
I was surprised. It was 9:30. There hasn't been a hog reference. And then I said, Cakes is the same size as the breathalyzer.
All right. I didn't hear the segment, but did anyone ask Chief Manger about the hot crime?
No, because we did that. That's what ruined it, is when they all came in yesterday, all the police chiefs.
Yeah.
That kind of ruined the hot crime
talk.
Maybe
we should replace that one. Cakes is Farish Reed
it
play.
It was referenced, but I didn't have it ready in time to play.
Well, they also didn't ask for it. They go, we'll play it later, but then we never
also,
did.
I don't know the etiquette. He's a Lindsay guy now, so.
That's true. It's show history. I think it gets a pass.
Okay.
Norwich mentioned. That happened around 9:30.
That happened at 9:30.
That was great.
I was giggling because the frosting was on the floor, on the carpet in the studio. And then Eric goes, that looks like the carpet at Norwich.
And
that's when he gave me that look.
And the final one is EB obsessed with how drunk .03 feels. He didn't say that this year or anything kind of close to that. That's normally a staple.
That is a staple. I was surprised that didn't hit.
That was an upset. But anyways, it was fun putting this bingo together. I think you guys liked it on social media. Just a little bit of a promotion for the Junkies Drinking Show.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do it again next year. We got more material.
Honestly, this is me getting all sentimental. It makes me happy to put a show together like this for P1s that like it so much. And I know they enjoy it, and I know how much it sucks for us, but we sacrifice our well-being so that everyone gets
all
to enjoy it.
All the feedback was really positive.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. I hope everyone enjoyed Richmond John's rejoiners. I thought Richmond John did a great job.
He did.
I thought your medley at the end was funny. It made me laugh. It seemed like it made the guys laugh. Good. When you said Ross Eatman, you should have seen Cakes' face.
All right, so someone kind of checked off some of these as they went along, and they sent this 2 hours ago. They said there was a Venmo plug, a check mark for what time the food arrives. Cakes called professional drinker. Show starts off with a cheers.
Mm-hmm.
JP talks about Christmas decorations. There was a Carson Wentz reference. Someone makes a Cakes hog sizing, and he missed this one, but the Norwich was mentioned. Yeah. So, and the free space. Mm. So if you're
someone
drinking
had
at
a bingo.
Home, you're definitely
we got a bingo.
Yeah, we got a
that's like
bingo.
Nine,
bingo.
It's like nine bingo. Shots or nine drinks. So next year we'll update it with what time does D. Smith barge in and ruin the show? Oh, mystery guest. What'd you think of the mystery guest?
Dude, I thought HV3, number one, I think we got to do a mystery guest every year.
Yeah, I know. That's pressure's on.
That pressure's on for that. And then each year it has to get better and better, I feel like.
But, so if you're just not a golf fan, Harold Varner III isn't like a household name, but he's a big name in the golf world.
And he's just he's such golfer. And I knew this about Harold because I've seen a lot of his interviews and I'm a golf nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was going to be a great interview. And I know that he's like a fun guy and he's a cool dude. He's down to earth. I knew he would vibe with the Junks.
So what did he say? Because the listeners didn't hear. So the interview, he had not said one word yet. He's on hold. And so the Junkies go, we're going to play a mystery guest game. You can only answer yes or no.
And then we gave Harold like we told him what we were doing beforehand. Mm-hmm. And we told him how the guys are huge golf fans and we like the Live Tour. And we prepped him beforehand.
And so I think Cakes or JP or someone said...
No, JP goes, are you male?
Are you male? That was the first question.
And by the way, the most JP thing you could ever do.
I know.
And then,
what a waste of a question.
And then Harold Varner's response to are you male is, no shit.
You can leave that in there.
Yeah.
And it was a great answer. And then he cursed like three times during the interview.
I actually think Harold Varner was drunk.
He may have been drunk
or high.
Live Tour, you can get away with it.
But props to him and thanks for to the people from Live Golf for setting that up.
I know. Although they were on the right track. JP mentioned Pat Perez.
They went over all the golfers besides him.
I know. That's why I felt so bad. It was when Eric goes, are you Taylor Gooch?
Actually, here's why I got sized for that. Because it showed that Harold that we
are
the show, that we're plugged in. We love Liv. We love golf. And like, I think we just weren't just some random show didn't know anything about.
Did you hear me doing my best to show off my golf muscles to Harold?
What, on the air?
Yeah, on the air.
I don't remember what you
said.
Well,
number one, I talked about his DP World Tour win when he chipped in Saudi Arabia for Eagle to win on 18.
Oh, and the tee shot at Riviera?
Yeah, then I talked about his Duff tee shot on Riviera.
Hey, how'd you know he wasn't going to get bitter?
What?
Because it sounded like you go, what happened at the 10th tee on Riviera?
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy makes millions of dollars. You think he cares about one tee shot?
I don't know him.
Yeah. And that'd be like saying, hey, Baba Booey, are you upset at that one crappy segment you produced?
Hey, what about when someone says, hey, Valdez, where's the podcast from today? Oh, my hey, my podcast feed is screwed up. You know, I know you. You get bitter.
I slam the table, yeah. And I come to you and I say, mother effing Peter from Burke, F you.
Right. He was in that room today cutting that stuff up right away.
Oh, I know, because he doesn't want people bitching at him.
He's shucking and jiving.
Everyone's having a good old time out there eating pokey nachos and everything.
Also, did Chillers call it poke nachos?
Yeah,
he's a dog. Poke nachos.
A dog. What tilts me the most is when we give out prizes and they start DMing me or they start tweeting at us and they're like, why haven't I gotten my gift yet or something like that. That wrecks me.
Yeah, I always say, you know what? You got to wait.
Call promotion.
Yeah, you got to wait. All right. Hey, I want you guys to hear Stallion's got a story for Valdez and Richmond John. We got about 15 minutes left here in the show. I think you guys are going to get sized.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been really hyping this up.
Well,
Drab's loving it. Drab's loving this because I feel like I've joined an exclusive club at 106.7 The Fan now. And I'm not going to say who's in the club, but I'm now in that club. That's all I can say for now. So about last week, we get a call around 6:20, right at the end of the show for Grant and Danny.
Okay.
I pick up the phone. I'm like, hey, end of the show. We're not going to be able to get to you. Thanks for calling. And it's this lady. She's like, actually, I'm calling for you. And I was like, okay, my interest is peaked. Right.
She's calling for you, the Stallion, Ryan Clary.
She goes, no, I want to speak to Ryan Clary.
She knew it was me right away. She's like, I'm actually here to talk to you. Oh. And so I was like, hey, what's up? She was like,
when was the last time somebody called and wanted to talk to you?
Hey, I want
to
talk to Valdez.
You know what happens? They call and they go, hey, is this Valdez? And I go, no, it's Drab. And they go, ugh. Hey, what's up? that's what happens to me.
Why are you not putting my calls through, you secretary?
So she asked me, she was like, hey, I wanted to talk to you. So I was like, okay, what's up? She was like, so we were watching your segment from the Junkies, because she works, this lady who called in, she gave me a little background of herself. She works in D.C. in an office building with a lot of other guys there, and they watch the Junkies every morning.
Love that.
So they were watching the Junkies, and they saw the
Lisa Ann segment?
They saw the Lisa Ann segment on.
They saw you in all your glory.
They saw, sure. They saw all my love gloves that I have right in the stomach. But so she asked me, she was like, hey, like, I was curious if I could give you my number. And I was like,
hold on. Right?
This is wild.
First, like,
you're making this up.
I have texts. I have my proof. Drab has seen it. Everyone's seen it. So she asked me, she was like, yeah, like, I'd love for you to have my number. And I was kind of like, I thought it was a bit. What I first was thought, I was like, someone's behind this. Someone's doing a bit. They're trying to expose me. So I was like,
he thought we were, that is a huge tip out of his mouth.
He's got a hog in there.
It's December 23rd, 12:30. He can do what he wants. I know Valdez is getting sized.
I got my pants around my ankles and I threw a dip in.
He's like, let's go.
All right, so.
Put me on that group chat.
So she, then I was like, here, I was like, let me give you my number. And then she's like, I'm going to send you over pics of myself so you know I'm not afraid. My mind went exactly to where every one of you out there thinks it went. I thought I was getting some nudes. That's what I thought. But
if I were you, I would say, hold up today's newspaper.
Okay. But, so what did she say about the Lisa Ann segment? Like, why was she? What did she?
She thought I was handsome. She thought I was handsome from watching it on TV.
So she sees you talking to a porn star,
yep.
holding your own, asking a porn star yep. out, thought you were cute. You know She's a listener of the station.
Yep, listener.
I guarantee you, he had big dick energy.
Of course
that's
he did.
Why. He's hanging out talking to a porn star.
Right. Yeah.
Every simpleton girl out there thinks, oh my God, Stallion has big dick energy.
But and did she watch the, so she watched the, before, she had she watched any of the recap, the call in or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. At least at yeah,
she,
that. No,
she
at,
had a cliffhanger.
So yes, she had a cliffhanger there. And so what this is what happened. I was like, hey, you take my number and send me over your pictures and then we'll talk. So she sends me over. She sends me over her pictures about 20 minutes later. Here, let me pull up the text real quick. And during that time,
this is the dream, by the way.
I know. This is whatever producer dreams about.
I have so many questions. So you can see those few pictures, Valdez. We won't be posting. We're not going to give out any names or anything. We'll call her Kesha. How about that?
Kesha. Sorry, that's a new one.
How about Kathy?
Okay.
Looks more like a Kathy.
Okay,
to me.
Okay. Yeah, she's a Kathy.
Brenda.
All right. All right. So she's clearly all right. You got to tell the audience.
So yeah,
this is not a 22-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Is she aware? Is she aware of your fetish?
She is aware of my fetish.
Lindsay John. Before we go, Lindsay John just walked in the studio. But here's where we need to clarify. To Ryan, clarify is that the Stallion is building a brand.
He does have a brand.
And yep. His brand is Mr. MILF. Okay,
No. So you know how everyone calls Young Gravy the MILF man. Well, guess what? There's a new Young Gravy in town, and it's Younger Gravy. Your boy. Younger Gravy. Younger Gravy. Younger Gravy is in town. And so what I did, so she sends me those messages, and then she goes, here's the happiness from Kathy.
Here's the happiness.
And yes, here's the happiness. And this is what I was like, okay. I'm like, this is all so weird because it happened.
By the way, that's the oldest thing you could ever say.
I know.
Like 23-year-olds are saying
honestly, that's like the text equivalent of Werther's original.
I know. And so, all right. So, Do you have any idea how old she is
at this point?
Let me get there. And so I don't respond to her text because I just didn't. I thought I was getting
green.
Set up.
Hey, is it green?
No, blue, thank God.
Hey, I got to give props to Stallion that he's already thinking ahead because he thought that he was being set up.
He did not text her back
because he didn't want any evidence of him corresponding.
He didn't want a footprint.
So I thought it was going to be some listener.
Screen cap.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
And
seeing like a picture of my hog or something. Yeah, like. Yeah. But so on Saturday, I call her and I'm just like, hey, Kathy, like... I'm going to be honest. I'm like, I'm not really looking to go out on a date because that's what she offered me up. She wanted to take me out on a date. And I was just like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really in the dating scene.
She's going to take you out to dinner at 4 o'clock.
What made you call her?
You were just titillated.
Yes,
you're thinking
exactly.
About it.
That's actually
a great move to call.
Yep.
Left her hanging for 24 hours.
No, that's actually,
48 hours.
It's actually brilliant on your part.
Thank you.
No digital footprint. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just called her. I'm a big cold
call. Conversation.
Yep.
Cold call.
She answered her rotary phone.
And so I called her on Saturday and I told her, I was like, I'm not really looking to get into a dating scene.
Yeah.
And then she goes, it's all right. I'm looking to get tied up, not tied down. And that's what I was like, yeah, baby.
Whoa.
Let's go. And I was like, we're on the same page.
She used that line on Herbert Hoover.
Yeah. And so we talked for about a good solid 20 minutes after that. Uh-huh. And she was like, hey, like you can feel free to come over tonight. Like my apartment has a nice view of Washington, D.C. I work with a law firm. And I was like, oh my God. Like
my room at the Watergate.
I was gonna. So So I kindly turned it down for that night, and I was like,
"You want to keep her waiting?"
I wanted to keep it waiting.
George Mason game to go. Yeah, yeah.
I know deep.
But I had to keep it waiting because I wasn't sure yet. I wasn't sure about what was going to happen. And then the brilliant Jeff Walker, I didn't talk to her for a few days after that.
Jeff Walker
produces Beamish and Finley.
That's a bad move. If you don't talk to her in 3 days, she might die.
She's aware of bit season.
Yeah. Hey, that's Valdez saying
that. I'm sorry. Right.
Did she tell you how old she was?
So, okay. Over the phone, I thought she said she was 43. Okay. 43.
All she probably said she was 43.
I don't know. That's still in question. So on Wednesday night, 2 days ago, after work, I'm going to be honest, I was really horny.
That's gross. I hate that word.
After work. And so I just called her and I was like, "Hey," I was like, "Are you available tonight?" And she was like, "Yeah, yeah." You know, like I was trying to see if there was any free time
for months.
And so
Sadie Hawkins
and she said, "Yeah." She was like, "I'm available tonight. Like you can come on over and we'll have a good time." And I was like, "I'll bring some wine." And so I brought some wine, barefoot pink Moscato, and I brought two bottles.
You brought two bottles of $5 wine to her luxury apartment.
That's where we look in the Capitol.
And so I brought. Yeah. And the best part about it is they're dusty from sitting on the shelf.
A doorman had to let them in with two bottles of barefoot.
And so I. So yeah, fast forward. I text Drab that night, and all I said to him was "pummeling tonight." That's all I said. And I said "pummeling tonight."
Congratulations.
Yep. And so I went to her nice apartment. It was pretty nice.
He's really impressed by her apartment.
I love the apartment.
Like, that's the selling point for her.
I love the apartment.
I'm sure she could be living in a box.
It was a silly apartment. And so I get there, and we turn on a little Netflix Christmas movie, open some wine, drink some wine, and then
she took out her dentures.
And then, in conversation, I wanted to reiterate, I'm like, "Hey, how old are you?" Because I was like, she looked a little older than 43. She said it was 53.
So, yeah, a decade. Yeah.
So, a little older than what I thought. But it was still a good time, and I finished my business there that night, and then I fell asleep in her bed.
You remind me of Ted Kennedy.
Well, Stallion on Monday night or Monday here at work, he showed JP Finley and I. He was telling us that he was courting this woman, or she was courting him. Yeah. And he said that JP goes, "How old is she?" And he goes, "She told me she's 43. And JP Finley goes, "Bro, I'm 41. There's no chance this girl lady's 43. Sure enough, she's 53. Yeah.
Okay. He was right. He was right. I told him about that.
I want to give you props.
Thank
because
you.
You are officially the MILF hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Younger gravy.
I know. This is Lindsey John's getting really upset by all this because he's not size for her.
He doesn't get
size. But John's 18.
Yeah, but this is like expired gravy.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Hey, you're not allowed to outzing the host. Yeah.
Young Gravy's like with Lisa Ann and stuff, and this girl's like...
Well, with Lisa Ann? You're talking... I have 4 hours with Lisa Ann.
Lumpy Gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Young Gravy pulls, like, all, like, the hottest, like, 40-plus...
Like who?
Women's. I don't know. But
Lisa
I
Ann.
Thing.
Hey.
You have a brand. You really
I do.
I gotta give him... I know he's not linking up with Brenda.
I know, no. But... Here's what the Stallion is great at. It's because it's hard to find women when you're like, not... All guys want sex all the time, mm-hmm. and Stallion is carving out his niche. He's letting people know that if you're
older,
over 40, single,
divorcee,
mm-hmm.
Widower.
Ryan, you might even get to unhappily married. You might even stumble across a dead bedroom.
Dude, I'm the MILF man.
All right.
I'm the MILF man.
So keep in mind, Ryan took out Lisa Ann. He had sex with Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
He's also hooked up with the bikini lady at the beach who was 65.
That's true. He was talking Marlboro lady.
That's three.
That's
three. Your first endeavor was about 3 years ago during COVID. You hooked up with a lady named Jamie.
I even met her kid. Very nice kid.
Daddy Ryan.
Is there another one? Am I missing something?
That was a four.
Dude. He's the MILF hunter.
He is.
It's kind of my thing, man. Like, and here's my reason why. I think girls, older ladies are easier to talk
to. Yeah, tell me why you like the older.
Because they know what they want. They know what they want already. They just want to have a young Energizer bunny.
Someone to pay attention to him.
Someone with a heartbeat.
No, I think the cougars are psyched because here's this young guy who's 23 who should be chasing women who are his age, but he's interested in them.
So they think they're special because he could be dating and banging
some hot young trim out there.
25-year-olds.
Right, he should be at Whitlow's. Chasing girls.
Pamplona, chasing pussy around.
Texting me.
The nursing home.
It's brilliant on you.
It is. Hey, and now here's a little nugget of that night that I still haven't showed Drab yet. I don't know if I'm trying to pull out. There's a little scar. There's a scar.
Is that a hickey?
No. You see this big old red thing there?
Yeah, was that? Yeah.
That's from when I was drunk and I dropped the Marlboro Red on me that night. I dropped the Marlboro Red sitting out on her porch with my undies on. and burned the hell out of me. And here's the thing, how I know she's a listener, because she knew I wanted Marlboro Reds. She had a pack of Marlboro Reds. She didn't smoke, but she knew I liked that little cigarette.
Is she going to listen to Bit Season?
No. I think she's a good sport.
Is there going to be round two?
I think so.
I think so.
But then again, I've said that before, but I think there will be a round two here.
Yeah, can I ask a question, Ryan?
Let me hear it.
So you're saying, like, you know, they're easier to talk to, right? It doesn't seem like much talking was going on, though, right?
I mean, there is. I put some macking in. Like, I'm a face to face kind of guy.
He always brags about like what a good conversationalist he is.
I am though.
Hey, what black and white movies did you put on Netflix?
they watch Miracle on 34th Street. That was a Christmas movie.
I used to have a second chance. I don't know.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Hey, I remember when this came out.
The Wizard of Oz.
every time a bell rings, an angel gets
every time a bell rings.
So, but to end the story, yes, she will be listening to this, I think. The Stallion.
Christmas buns for you.
I was sized. I was so sized, too.
Did you ask her if she's a menopause?
But you know what? That is, you're in an exclusive category of hooking up with a listener.
Yep.
AWOD still hasn't done it.
It's not about AWOD.
It always comes back to AWOD.
It always does.
But I welcome into the membership. I'm great. I'm glad to be here. And
that also goes to the junkies, where they say anyone who's ever worked on the show has gotten buns. And Clary has put in the hours on the junkies here and there, and that helped him buns because it came from the Lisa Ann interview. So.
Aren't you glad we made you come in for that?
You did. That changed it. That changed it. Also, thank you guys. Yeah. I will say I didn't lie to her about Lisa Ann. She's listening to this, but I still have not gone over what I did. And she asked me. She was like, "What'd you guys do that night?" I just said, "I'll just say it was a great night." So
you did have a great night. You said it was the night of your life.
It was the night of my life. It's not a lie.
It's vague, but it's not a lie.
It's not a lie. I just said, I'll leave it.
Old mystery man over here.
I know. Hey, let me smell your fingers.
All right, Stallion. The MILF Hunter, yeah. He's putting in work. Congratulations.
Younger Gravy.
Younger Gravy.
Hey, you know the MILF Hunter's move?
No.
Oh, it's the windmill.
Yeah, you got to teach him that. us older guys know about the MILF Hunter. Yeah. All right, guys. I think that's been about an hour. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to
that
Bit Season
fun.
Throughout the year and being a part of the holiday show. We have a great time doing this for you guys and really appreciate it.
Drab's ready to snort that sugar.
there's powdered sugar all over the table here. We got some cleaning up to do.
Yes.
All right. Hey, John, thanks for coming in today. And yeah, you are... And now invited every year to the holiday show, the drinking show.
Now.
Nice.
So every year, mark it off. You're part of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
All right, guys,
enjoy your parking ticket.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we will talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.